After nearly 200 years of mitigating risk, at FM, we can see what others don't. As leaders in commercial property insurance, our risk engineering approach can protect your business in ways others can't. See more at fm.com.
This is Reuters.
Donald Trump sued the Wall Street Journal and its owners, including Rupert Murdoch, for at least $10 billion on Friday. It's over the newspaper's report that his name was on a 2003 birthday greeting for Jeffrey Epstein and included a sexually suggestive drawing and a reference to secrets they shared. The US president has vehemently denied the journal report, which Reuters has not verified. The lawsuit filed in Miami names Murdoch, Dow Jones, News Corp and its chief executive Robert Thompson, as well as two Wall Street Journal reporters as defendants. It says they defamed Trump and caused him to suffer overwhelming financial and reputational harm. Epstein, the disgraced financier and sex offender, died by suicide in a New York jail in 2019. His case has generated conspiracy theories that became popular among Trump's base of supporters. They believed the government was covering up Epstein's ties to the rich and powerful. Trump has said he parted ways with Epstein before the financier's legal troubles became public in 2006. The newspaper's parent, Dow Jones, said in a statement, quote, "We have full confidence in the rigor and accuracy of our reporting and will vigorously defend against any lawsuit." The lawsuit called Trump's alleged birthday greeting fake. A $10 billion award would far exceed the largest defamation judgments and settlements in recent history.
10 U.S. detainees held in Venezuela waved American flags as they touched down in El Salvador on Friday. The group, en route to the U.S., is part of a coordinated prisoner exchange. Over 200 Venezuelans who were deported from the U.S. on allegations of gang membership earlier this year and detained in an El Salvador jail arrived home to Caracas. U.S. President Donald Trump had invoked the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to swiftly deport them to El Salvador's notorious CECOT maximum security prison. The deportations drew fierce criticism from human rights groups and a legal battle with the Trump administration over allegations that due process was not followed. Family members and lawyers representing many of the detained Venezuelans deny they had gang ties. And lawyers say they were not given a chance to contest the Trump administration's allegations in court. Senior U.S. officials also said 80 domestic political prisoners in Venezuela would be freed, although the Venezuelan government referred only to alternative detention measures in its statement.
Syria's President Ahmed al-Shara on Saturday urged all parties to respect a ceasefire in the Druze region. That's after deadly conflict in Sweida city over the last week left hundreds dead. It began with factional clashes between Bedouin fighters and Druze armed groups before Damascus sent in government security forces. Israel then launched airstrikes on these government troops and the defense ministry in Damascus, saying it was acting to protect the Druze minority and to ensure the area near the Israeli border remained demilitarized. In a separate speech, al-Shara said that, quote, Arab and American mediation had helped bring calm. Syria's government said its security forces had begun deploying in the region under this ceasefire. And an Israeli official said on Friday that the government had agreed to allow Syrian forces limited access to the Sweida area for the next 2 days.
After nearly 200 years of mitigating risk, at FM, we can see what others don't. As leaders in commercial property insurance, our risk engineering approach can protect your business in ways others can't. See more at fm.com.